This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Your official station to talk New York Rangers. Score! The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
The great, and I mean that sincerely, the guy that keeps is the glue that keeps everything together, Paulie Rosenberg.
We have to make sure that there's going to be a DH in the NL. That would be the first thing, Lawrence.
Now, if there's a... Well, how about that? We have a little voice situation here.
Let's roll, baby! Triple V, Rosie! Paul Rosenberg back with you again on The Fan on an early Thursday morning, the 28th of November. You guessed it, Thanksgiving. The year is 2024, 888-808-1019. That's the phone number to call or text at Paul's Randomness on Twitter /X. If you want to reach me on social media, you can stream us on the Free Odyssey app, the F-R-E-E Free Odyssey app as well. Double A, Alex's arm, he's on the other side of the glass. And I am here for a solid count of up 1.5 hours until 3 a.m. And Al Cintron right here on The Fan in New York City. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Let me be the first after Christian Capper to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Tons to get into. Now, unfortunately, for us tonight, if you're a fan of the local teams, all five are in action tonight. The three hockey teams lost, and Paulie Pucks will be making an appearance tonight. Rangers 4-3 in Raleigh. Isles lost 6-3 to the Bruins. Devils get shot out 3-0 by the Blues. The Knicks got crushed in Dallas, and don't let the score tell you otherwise. 129-114. The Knicks scored 38 points in the first half. Thankfully, our very own Brooklyn Nets, though, salvaged the night. Beat the Suns in Phoenix, 127-117. They swept their three-game road trip.
And Evan was saying, like, I'm doing a five-game parlay for all the New York teams. The one team that's going to screw it up are the Nets. And that's the one team that won.
The one team that won. There you go. It's the one team that won. And props to Jordy Fernandez. And because he is going to be a very, very, very good coach in this league. He already is. So the Nets sweep the Kings, the Warriors, and the Suns. So if you're a fan of New York sports, 1-4 tonight, not good. And it might not get that much better in about 13 or 14 hours. And as we welcome it in Thanksgiving, it would not be a sports radio show with me without doing the what are you thankful for shtick. And I will tell you what I'm not thankful for, because there's no one more negative than me, and that's our football teams. It's tough if you're a fan of the Jets and the Giants, specifically Big Blue, as they are in Dallas to face the Cowboys in a few hours, as I mentioned. And this is what I will tell you now, and this is where we will start. Somehow, the Giants, the storied Big Blue franchise, is in a worse spot than the Jets. That is right. The clown show in Florham Park. Firing the head coach, firing the GM, the owner flying helicopters over practice to fire said GM.
Aaron Rodgers talking about, I don't know if Brick is going to be here. I don't know. I want Brick. I like Brick. All these things. And yet, somehow, someway, the Giants are currently taking the cake for the biggest dumpster fire in this disastrous New York football scene in 2024. With the incredible mishandling of the Daniel Jones situation, which is the benching and the waving, their unwillingness to start clearly the better quarterback in Drew Lock, instead going with fan favorite and pasta commercial veteran Tommy DeVito. The players backstabbing each other in the locker room, not happy with upper management. All of these things, with the Saquon Barkley situation still lingering over the franchise in the background, somehow this season for Big Blue is now most certainly trending in a more downward direction than the Jets season. Think about that for a second. 888-808-1019 if you want to get involved in the conversation. And let me tell you, I think this argument actually is going to get a little further away than what people think, as we are just a little under 14 hours away from apparently Drew Lock battling Cooper Rush in Dallas, and we will see what happens with Tommy DeVito's forearm. Apparently he's questionable. He did not travel with the team. He then met the team apparently in Dallas. I would say this. I would make sure not to eat before you watch this game so you don't regurgitate some turkey. The Giants and Cowboys are both bad, not good teams. If the Giants can't beat Cooper Rush, Rico Dowdle, and a bunch of nobodies, you have to even wonder if Dable and Shane have jobs by the time dessert comes around tomorrow night. That's how bad the situation can get. From an objective standpoint, when you look at both of these teams, both of these rosters, if we're talking Jets, if we're talking Giants, the Jets have more talented players than the Giants do. It's not by much, because frankly, both teams suck. But they have a better quarterback, Jets. The better running back room, Jets. The wide receiver room, that's where it gets a little dicey. Obviously, you're gonna automatically go to Malik Nabers. I don't know what to make of Malik Nabers at this point. I gotta be honest. I don't know what to think of Malik Nabers. You know the talent is there. Also a little injury prone. Certainly he thinks he's better than everyone else, and I'm fine with that, by the way. But I don't know if I've seen enough personally to this point to take Nabers over Garrett Wilson. Defensively, you're going to take the Jets. And again, it's not like I'm comparing, you know, diamonds here. Both of these teams, as I said, are not good. But I would still take the Jets over the Giants roster at this point, which means somehow, some way, this Jets and Giants season that started with very high expectations, at least for the Jets, and somewhat lower expectations for the Giants, somehow, what has happened over the past few weeks with Big Blue has taken them to another level, a lower level than the Jets. More embarrassing, more of a dumpster fire. The 2024 New York Giants. And as NFL reporter Mike Sandow wrote, it's getting harder to tell if the Giants are less of a clown show than the Jets. And one of his readers commented, and by the way, this is not for me, but I'm very jealous that I didn't think of this analogy. Quote, the Giants are the Titanic. Stately, proper, old money, rich. The Jets are the Titan submersible. A bunch of rich morons in the metal trash can. Same end result, but the former at least gets made into a decent movie. That is where we're at right now. Both of these organizations, both of these franchises are rapidly going down the tubes. The Jets might already be there. The Giants are speeding up to where the Jets are. Not hyperbole. It is not hyperbole. The Giants are in trouble. At least with the Jets next year, there is a path you can see and you can find a path to where maybe they get to 9 or 10 wins. Yes, I know I'm talking about next year. Leave me alone. With the Giants, no path, no future. Mainly, they don't have a quarterback. They have Drew Lock, a career backup who enjoys rapping on the sidelines as he did in Denver. And you have Tommy DeVito, who thought filming pasta commercials was more important than practicing with his team last year, apparently. And by the way, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think he wanted to capitalize on what was going on last year, and I'm cool with that too. Capitalist society, whatever, but he made a choice. And you wonder if a lot of his teammates from last year think of him differently because he made the choice to capitalize on that newfound fame that he had. And I'll tell you one thing also with the Giants. Say what you want about Daniel Jones, and I'm sure the players in that locker room knew that Daniel Jones wasn't a true QB1. But they were with him, a lot of them, for a very long time with each other. Whether it's games, road trips, all of the things that these football players are put through. And maybe they knew. Maybe they knew that DJ wasn't a good QB. Maybe they knew that, but they respected him. And they know why he was cut. They know they did. They know that the Giants ownership, Mara, John Mara specifically, maybe even Joe Shane, benched him so he didn't have to pay him next year. And that is where it gets dicey if you're a player. Because if you're a player, the last thing you want out of anything, the last thing you want is to have money taken out of the fellow player's pocket, which is clearly what happened. So, yes. As much as you don't want to believe it, Giants fans, and please give me a call if you want to talk about this at 888-808-1019. The Giants situation right now is far worse than the Jets situation. We'll have that debate. We'll have Juan Soto's future. We will also talk about why everyone should want to be a fan of what the LA Dodgers are doing. Everyone. Because what they are doing, it will get copycatted soon enough. Other teams will copy it. But they are changing the game. And there is nothing wrong with what the Dodgers are doing. Paulie Pucks, as I said, will make an appearance. We will go over the National Dog Show, which is happening this afternoon at 2 o'clock, I believe, on NBC. And the most important thing we will do tonight, and we will be talking about this on the phones with you, and I already see the calls lining up, previewing your Thanksgiving meal. What is the ideal time to start? Proper appetizers, lighter dark meats, the best sides, and I'm telling you, there's only one best side, and there's only one correct answer when you're talking about potatoes. Cranberries. What veggies do you include? What is the dessert spread? Just pie? Is there some ice cream? What are we doing? And the age-old question, is stuffing actually good? I have a take about that. A not popular take, probably. 888-808-1019.
1019. That's the phone number to get involved in the conversation. Just getting started, and who knows, shameless plug, we'll see if Jerry Seinfeld calls in again. Nothing I would rather do more than to talk to Jerry Seinfeld about some shows. And I thank Us Weekly for the exclusive interview. That's all. 888-808-1019. Just getting started, Rosie on the Fan.